If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
So Paul now, when he gets to this grand teaching in chapter 10 and dealing with the warfare, because he understands, as Sun Tzu would later, he understands that all warfare is based on deception. And deception, there are several magicians that operate in Las Vegas and other places, and they perform what's called sleight of hand. And they do things, and you thinking that they're actually doing them. How did they saw that woman in half, and there's no blood on the floor, and there's two pieces of her, and one over here and the other over there, and then how do they turn that handkerchief into a bouquet of flowers, and how are they able to do all those things? And it's really no magic. There's no such thing as magic. Here's real magic. Real magic is taking a sinner and making him a saint. That's real magic, Jack. Some of us sitting in here right now, you got friends that look at you and say, I don't know how you made it. My God, I remember what you were. In fact, there are a lot of us that our testimony alone can bring people to the altar. They look at you and say, my God, if God can save you, there's hope for the world. Amen. That's magic, isn't it? That's real magic. Real magic is being able to stand and tell somebody, I once was lost, but now I'm found. And not be able to explain the ramifications of it. Not to be able to explain the theology of it. Like the man who was born blind and Jesus healed that man by making clay out of spit and dirt. Hallelujah. Because that's all we are, is spit and dirt. And so Jesus, when he spit, he put his DNA in it. And when he put his DNA in it, you know, whenever God puts his DNA in anything, it's made brand new, because 1 John says that we are recipients of the seed of God, and the sperma, as the Greek word says, the sperma of God means his DNA. That means that deep inside the recesses of your spirit, the characteristics of God are waiting to explode, but they have to fight through your willingness to hold on to your nurturing, those things that you became because you saw them. That's why the teachings of the Word of God are energizing that nurture of God. It's energizing that nature of God. It's fighting off the things of the devil. And you find that as you listen to the Word of God, stuff that you used to love, you don't love anymore. You can't sit under the Word of God and hear it preached on a regular basis and hold on to sin. At some point, you're just going to lose the desire. So Paul now brings us to this evolutionary process. We think that our salvation is 90% spiritual and 10% mental because we're Pentecostal. Pentecostal believers are extremely physical in how we praise and worship God. You look at the Methodist Church and the Episcopalians and the Presbyterians who are genuinely born again. Their services seem dull and uninviting. But when you look at them, they are rooted and grounded in the Word. They are not shook by the surroundings because they don't have to filter it through emotion. You seldom find these churches, everybody in the congregation hearing from God. They trust the pastor to hear from God. In our church, everybody got to hear from God. I didn't know God suffered from multi-personality disorder. I didn't know that God contradicts himself by telling his leader one thing and everybody else something else. The leader says, all right, everybody stand and give God praise. And there's always somebody, I ain't know, I ain't doing it because God ain't tell me to do it. Oh, excuse the heck out of me. God doesn't tell you to stop at a red light. The state does. And they have somebody called police officers in case you hear from God. And so Paul runs into this. All right, we threw the young man out because we've got Priscilla and Aquila down here backing up Paul. We've got Titus running back telling Paul everything that happens. And so the church is filled with people who snitch. And so Paul says, all right, it has been said. That's why he would use the term, it has been said. That means somebody ran and told me that you got this stuff going on. And somebody there decided to speak against my apostolic calling. He said, all right, let me fix this problem right now. And then he goes on to do that. But when we get to chapter 10, he says, oh, glory to God. Now I, Paul myself, he loves this word beseech. He uses this word too much. He uses it, it means to call aside. In fact, the root word of beseech is parakletos. He's saying, I call you aside, which signifies that you will not get this truth until you pull yourself away from normal evolution. You must segregate yourself so that you may appreciate the truth I'm about to give you. You can't be with other people. You can't be a rose and hang around daffodils. Are you with me? You've got to be with people who are going where you're going. You can't have the desire to fly but stay with chickens. Are you hearing me? Chickens don't fly. They just do 2-3 steps and jump. But I want to soar like an eagle, so I got to be with other eagles. Eagles don't mind being alone because you never find a group of eagles. There's no gaggle of eagles. There's no flock of eagles. There's no pride of eagles. Eagles are one at a time. And so the Bible says if we're going to walk with Jesus, we've got to pick up our own cross. There's a time for fellowship and there's a time to make it by yourself. Oh! The sign of maturity is liking you when nobody else likes you. He said, I call you aside by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. In other words, I am calling you, but I'm not doing it from an arrogant perspective. I'm not forcing you. If you want to grow, see, this is the problem with so many of our pulpiteers. They want to force you into believing, force you into stability. But you got to want this thing, baby. You got to want it so much that you say the heck with everybody else. I don't care if you don't like the way I praise him. I'm going to praise him the way I know. You talking about I make too much noise. Baby, you don't know what noise is. They made noise for the Eagles. God bless them. Hallelujah. Their team won. But my team's been winning since Genesis chapter 1. God has never lost a battle, never lost a case, never lost a patient. And if they can make noise for the devil, we can make noise for Jesus. In fact, the Bible confirms the fact that noise will bring down the walls of the devil. We have noise in the book of Joshua. We have noise, hallelujah, over in the book of First Chronicles. We have noise in the book of Acts. Whenever there's noise, God said, I show up and I show out. There seems to be something developing here in chapter 10. I beseech you, verse 2, that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. In other words, I'm not going to execute my authority just so some of you will think I'm beating up on you. We thrive on getting beat up. It's the slave mentality. The moment I stepped into salvation, all that worthless stuff fell off. I got new promises. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I've got a new life ahead of me. My old things have passed away. All things become new. I am sick and tired and tired and sick of hearing about testimonies that are 40 years old. You mean to tell me God has not done something new in 40 years? Then you better get another God. Jesus. Some of you think the only time I can be bold is when I'm behind the sacred desk. So I'm going to beat you up. No. That's not what I want you to do. He says, I am not bold with you when I'm with you because I don't want you to think that I'm trying to put you down. But you see, for us, because we've been put down all of our existence, we don't know how to get put up. We have adopted behaviors that are contrary to the Word of God, and we insist on modifying the Word of God to our defeated attitudes. We are not broke as a people because we haven't had opportunity. We are broke as a people because we've made being broke a big deal. We embrace our poverty. Child, I ain't never moving out the hood because, see, I'm real. Yeah, right. I'm real, but I'm getting out. That's how I know I'm real. I ain't leaving my friends. Well, they can go with me. There are other houses. Child, I ain't giving in to being, you know, bougie. I dropped out of high school, but I made it. Bragging about ignorance. Bragging about gang affiliation. Bragging about our prison record. Yeah, I'm going to prison. Yeah, I'm going to jail. Yeah, that's right. I've been there. Lock me up. Where does this come from? Because we, as a people, love abuse. I'm not going to say it's in our DNA, but it's in our socialization. And then we cover it theologically. Well, you know, it's the curse of Canaan. Let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something right now. Just because that boy went in and laughed at his naked father, don't mean I gotta stay broke all my life. Now that's between him and his daddy. I am quite sure that God wasn't gonna curse a whole lot of people just because somebody had a look at his naked daddy. So don't go around, oh, praise the Lord. You know, the Bible talks about the curse of Canaan. Well, I have to give you a theological response that bursts that bubble. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If any is in Christ, he is a kainos, new creature. Kainos is the noun that means a species that has never existed before. That means when God saves you, everything you used to be, you are no longer. So even if you did operate under the curse of Cain, the time you came to God, that stuff was broken. You are now under the blessing of Abraham. You are now under the blessing of God. You are a member of the tribe of Judah. That means power comes through you through praise.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3318A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.